This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers for Monarchs, a broad-based collaboration aimed at addressing on-farm conservation efforts, was launched Tuesday at the Commodity Classic. This unprecedented united effort by farmers, ranchers, landowners, the agriculture industry, conservation groups, and others seeks to encourage and enable the voluntary expansion and establishment of pollinator and conservation habitat. The initiative includes planting milkweed and other habitat along the monarch butterfly seasonal migration route in North America. Every fall, monarch butterflies migrate up to 3,000 miles from the upper Midwest to Mexico to spend the winter. Upon their return in the spring, monarchs need milkweed plants along the migration route to lay their eggs, as it is the only source of food their young will eat. Monarch butterflies face many challenges that have contributed to a significant decline in the overwintering population as compared to the 20-year average. Loss of breeding and food habitats along their migration route, weather and climate change, predators, pathogens and parasites, and less overwintering habitat in Mexico. AFBF is a partner in Farmers for Monarchs. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance has debuted Engage, a new free app. Engage allows users to easily stay abreast of current news in agriculture and amplify relevant content with a simple click. With Engage, farmers, ranchers, and advocates from all corners can amplify agriculture's voice. The app presents a news feed in which users can publish stories and post to their own social media networks with the swipe of a thumb. Additionally, this ag-focused news feed will ensure that users will never miss out on important news that either benefits or affects agriculture. With Engage, users can easily share content on a higher level. Engage integrates with the most popular social media platforms and distributes content to followers with a simple click. It doesn't matter if a user is behind a computer, walking down a street, or in a field, Engage makes it simple to share a united voice and speak for agriculture. Engage also allows users to share their own content. If someone has a video, photo, link, or story they want to share, Engage is their platform. Simply upload, write a summary, and share your content with the entire network. Learn more at www.fooddialogues.com/engage. The 2017 Congressional Research Service report indicated that in 2015, the federal government owned approximately 640 million acres in the U.S. Given that there are approximately 2.3 billion acres of land in the U.S., the federal government owns or administers programs on nearly one-third of the country's land, making it the largest landowner in the U.S. by a very wide margin. Federal lands are owned or managed primarily by the Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Park Service, and the Department of Defense. The Bureau of Land Management is the largest landowner with 248 million acres of public land and 700 million acres of subsurface mineral estates. The next largest landowner is the Forest Service with 193 million acres, followed by the Fish and Wildlife Service, which owns 89 million acres of land and 473 million acres of territories and marine areas. The National Park Service owns 80 million acres, while the Department of Defense owns 11 million acres. These lands are managed for a variety of uses determined by federal land management statutes. National forests are administered under the National Forest Management Act. Bureau of Land Management falls under the Federal Land Policy and Management Act, and both statutes borrow from the Multiple Use Sustained Yield Act in their emphasis on striking a balance in land use planning among the competing values of recreation, grazing, timber, watershed protection, wildlife and fish, and conservation. The National Park Service manages national parks lands to preserve natural and cultural resources values for the enjoyment, education, and inspiration of this and future generations. Agricultural Safety Awareness Week Program Week will be celebrated March 4th through 10th. The U.S. Agricultural Safety and Health Centers are joining AFBF in keeping friends and family safe and healthy by recognizing common agricultural hazards with the theme, No One Can Take Your Place. A specific focus will be highlighted each day of Agricultural Safety Awareness Program Week. Monday, March 5th is hearing. Tuesday, March 6th, respiratory. Wednesday, March 7th, distracted and impaired driving. Thursday, March 8th is fire. And Friday, March 9th is general health. Free webinars are slated for Monday, which would include hearing safety, and Friday, mental health, will be announced on the AFBF Agricultural Safety Awareness Program Facebook page. Visit the center's YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/USAGCenters for new content and fresh ideas about how to stay safe while working in agriculture, forestry, and fishing. You can join the movement to hashtag keep farms safe, use hashtag no one can take your place, and hashtag ASAP18 to share your own safety messages. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2018-2019 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers these scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university or trade school, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school ag instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 23rd, and any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And join the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation at their annual drive-through pork cookout on Thursday, March 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Farm Bureau parking lot. The entrance to the event is on North Broad Street. Pork chop sandwiches, pork burgers, chips, and drinks will all be available. Pre-packed orders for pickup may be sent or faxed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, and that fax number is 217-854-6796. All orders must be received by the office by 10 a.m. Proceeds benefit the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation and will be used for Macoupin County Ag Scholarships and Agriculture in the Classroom projects. Any questions about the drive-through pork out can be directed to 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.